Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Jorge Salazar. Scientists are looking into ways to put the brakes on global warming. One way may be to make Earth's upper atmosphere more reflective. It's called geoengineering. Sounds like a cool idea, but is it more science fiction than science fact? Up next is atmospheric scientist Richard Turco of the University of California, Los Angeles. Turco talked with me about the buzz behind geoengineering and why it might not be such a good idea. I caught up with Turco at a late 2007 meeting of the American Geophysical Union in San Francisco. Here's Richard Turco. Dr. Turco, welcome to Earth and Sky.
Yes, pleasure to be here.
Where are scientists right now with geoengineering, this intentional changing of Earth's climate on a global scale?
Well, there are different points of view about it. I would say most people feel that it's premature, potentially dangerous to the environment in the long run, but that it's something that needs to be looked into in terms of the scientific basis of making changes to the global environment and the climate system in particular, but that there are no actual kinds of geoengineering that are feasible at this time. And by geoengineering, I mean changes to the global system, the climate system itself, not necessarily approaches like carbon sequestration.
Where is this idea at?
I would characterize it as science fiction at this point. There are no credible kinds of scientific and technical proposals that have been developed that one could imagine implementing at this point. And by that I mean proposals that describe the science, the scientific basis, that describe the technology for carrying out the intervention, and that also ascribe consequences and outcomes of making this intervention, both on regional and global scales. So we don't have anything like that available at this point.
So what's the hang-up here? I mean, we have the rockets. We have the millions of tons of sulfate particles, possibly. Mm-hmm. We know where they should go, the stratosphere. What's the hang-up?
Well, it is partly a question of scale. We need to inject, for example, if we're talking about injecting particles in the stratosphere, sulfate particles, we would need to put tens of millions of tons of those particles in the stratosphere. Now, we certainly have that much. I mean, we could create that much on the ground, but then lifting it into the stratosphere, dispersing it so it's a very, very fine particles a tenth of a micron or smaller, to get the adequate optical efficiency that we need, and then doing this on a continuous basis, essentially until the climate crisis was over, 1,000 years from now. That's what the hang-up be. It's partly a scale problem. The other aspect, though, is that we don't know what the consequences would actually be. We have some idea that if we put tens of millions of tons of sulfate particles in the stratosphere, the Earth will cool down. We have evidence of that from major volcanic eruptions. But how would the climate change would be distributed around the globe? Who would get warmer? Who might get cooler? Who might get more rainfall? Who might go into a drought situation? Those kinds of predictions we just don't have the capability to make at this time.
There was talk of geoengineering as a climate emergency response system.
Right.
What is the scientist's best guess? What is your best guess right now of when those alarms might go off? What year might something like this, be taken very, very seriously?
Well, I think the alarms are starting to go off now. I mean, we see the Arctic ice disappearing. We see other glaciers melting. We see the warming trend continuing. So some people already hear the alarm bells. I can't tell you at what point we'll reach where all of the governments of the world and all the people in the world will finally agree, at least there'll be a general consensus that we have to absolutely do something urgently now. I feel that that point has already been reached in certain places like in Europe and some other countries where they're taking very substantial action to reduce the dependence on fossil fuel as an energy source. We haven't done that in the U.S. yet. There's certainly a lot of talk about it, and it appears that nothing will really be done that's substantive for at least another year or so. And we're already two decades behind the curve on this. I mean, we should have been doing this in earnest, investing in the infrastructure, investing in the technology to wean ourselves of fossil fuels 20 years ago, you know, when we were having crises, you know, and oil crises and so on. And we didn't do it. I mean, just on the principle of economics and national security, we should have been doing this for a long time. Now we will have to do it. I believe in the next decade, there will be major projects underway. The only question being, will it be in time to avert really serious consequences of climate change, like collapse of Greenland glaciers, for example, significant sea level rise, and other effects. The question is, will we have waited too long?
What is the most important thing that you'd like to tell the public today about geoengineering?
Geoengineering is a possible alternative approach, or one of the means that we can control Earth's climate and maintain it in a suitable at a suitable level, so we can our society can continue. But geoengineering is way too premature. It's way too uncertain at this point in time. There are no fixes available. It's that simple. We cannot, in any sense, depend on geoengineering to solve our problem, and we have to rely on the other alternatives that have been under wide discussion and that many other nations have already adopted as policy. And we can continue to look at geoengineering, but let's not hope for any relief from global warming, from geoengineering, for at least 1 to 2 decades at a minimum.
That was atmospheric scientist Richard Turco of the University of California, Los Angeles, on the possibility of engineering Earth's climate to slow down climate change. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.